Welcome to Progressive Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jonathan Villar. Batting second. The left fielder, Dwight Smith. Batting third. The designated hitter, Trey Mancini. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Chris Davis. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Steve Wilkerson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rio Ruiz. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pedro Severino. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Joey Ricard. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Richie Martin. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, John Means. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Francisco Lindor. Batting second. The second baseman, Jason Kipnis. Batting third. The designated hitter, Carlos Santana. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jordan Luplow. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jose Ramirez. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Carlos Gonzalez. Batting 7th. The catcher, Roberto Perez. Batting 8th. The first baseman, Jake Bowers. Batting 9th. The center fielder, Oscar Mercado. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Adam Plutko. And now, play ball. Jonathan Villar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Villar hits a ground ball towards first. There's the throw to Plutko covering, and Villar is out. One out. Dwight Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive deep towards left. Gonzalez makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Trey Mancini is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mancini softly hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Mancini is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lindor bunts in front of the plate. Means scoops up the ball and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kipnis hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Kipnis is out. Two outs. Carlos Santana batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Santana hits a fly ball towards right. Ricard is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. That is ball 4. Davis is on with a walk. Steve Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Wilkerson hits a ground ball to second. There's the throw to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Rio Ruiz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ruiz hits a line drive towards left center field. Gonzalez is there and makes the catch. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jordan Luplow is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Luplow hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Luplow is out. One out. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez hits a line drive deep towards left. Smith makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. That is ball 4. Gonzalez is on with a walk. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Perez hits a pop-up, in foul territory, off the first baseline. Villar makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Pedro Severino is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Severino hits a fly ball towards center. Mercado makes the catch for the out. One out. Joey Ricard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ricard strikes out swinging. Two outs. Richie Martin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martin strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jake Bowers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bowers hits a line drive deep towards left center field. Wilkerson is there and makes the catch. One out. Oscar Mercado is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mercado hits a line drive towards third. Ruiz makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lindor is 0 for 1 in the game. Lindor hits a fly ball towards right. Ricard is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jonathan Villar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Villar is 0 for 1 in the game. Villar hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Villar is out. One out. Dwight Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Smith is out. Two outs. Trey Mancini is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Mancini is 0 for 1 in the game. Mancini hits a drive into left field. That ball is gone. A solo home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a fly ball towards center. Mercado makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kipnis is 0 for 1 in the game. Kipnis strikes out swinging. One out. Carlos Santana batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Santana is 0 for 1 in the game. Santana hits a fly ball into center field. That will be extra bases. Santana is safe at second with a double. Jordan Luplow is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Santana moves to third. Jordan Luplow batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Luplow is 0 for 1 in the game. Luplow hits a drive into left center field. That ball is out of here. Santana scores. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a pop-up towards second. Villar makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. That is ball 4. Gonzalez is on with a walk. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a ground ball towards third. Ruiz throws to second to get Gonzalez. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Steve Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilkerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilkerson hits a line drive deep towards right. Luplow is there to make the catch. one out. Rio Ruiz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ruiz is 0 for 1 in the game. That is ball 4. Ruiz is on with a walk. Pedro Severino is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Severino is 0 for 1 in the game. Severino hits a fly ball towards left. Gonzalez makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joey Ricard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ricard is 0 for 1 in the game. Ricard strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jake Bauer's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bauer's is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer's hits a fly ball towards center. Wilkerson makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Oscar Mercado is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mercado is 0 for 1 in the game. Mercado hits a line drive into left center field. That will be extra bases. Mercado is safe at second with a double. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lindor is 0 for 2 in the game. Lindor hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Mercado scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kipnis is 0 for 2 in the game. Kipnis hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Lindor moves to second. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santana is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. That is ball 4. Santana is on with a walk. Lindor moves to third. Kipnis moves to second. Jordan Luplow is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Luplow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Luplow hits a ground ball to third. There's the throw to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Richie Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball towards left. Gonzalez makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jonathan Villar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Villar is 0 for 2 in the game. Villar strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Dwight Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, behind the plate. Perez makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Fry replaces John Means as pitcher. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramirez hits a line drive towards right. Ricard is there to make the catch. 1 out. Carlos Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Gonzalez hits a ground ball towards first. There's the throw to Fry covering, and Gonzalez is out. 2 outs. Roberto Perez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. Perez hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Perez is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Oliver Perez replaces Adam Plutko as pitcher. Trey Mancini is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mancini is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mancini hits a line drive deep towards right center field. Luplow is there to make the catch. 1 out. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Davis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Steve Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilkerson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilkerson strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jake Bowers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bowers is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowers hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Bowers is out. One out. Oscar Mercado is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mercado is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. That is ball 4. Mercado is on with a walk. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lindor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lindor hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Lindor is out. Mercado moves to second. Two outs. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kipnis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kipnis hits a ground ball towards first. Davis fields it and makes the out, unassisted. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rio Ruiz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ruiz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ruiz is called out on strikes. One out. Adam Simber replaces Oliver Perez as pitcher. Pedro Severino is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Severino is 0-for-2 in the game. Severino hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Severino is out. Two outs. Joey Ricard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ricard is 0-for-2 in the game. Ricard hits a ground ball towards third. Ramirez has it, but juggles the ball. Ricard reaches on the error. Ricard is on first. Renato Nunez pinch hits for Richie Martin batting ninth. Renato Nunez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. That is ball 4. Nunez is on with a walk. Ricard moves to second. Brad Hand replaces Adam Simber as pitcher. Jonathan Villar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Villar is 0-for-3 in the game. Villar strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Miguel Castro replaces Paul Fry as pitcher. Rio Ruiz moves from third baseman to second baseman. Renato Nunez moves from pinch hitter to third baseman. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Santana is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Jonathan Villar moves from second baseman to shortstop. Santana hits a drive into center field. Going, going, gone. A solo home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Jordan Luplow is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Luplow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Luplow is called out on strikes. One out. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0-for-3 in the game. Ramirez hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Carlos Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Ramirez, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. Carlos Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Gonzalez hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Gonzalez is out. Ramirez moves to third. 2 outs. Roberto Perez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Perez is 0-for-3 in the game. Perez hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Perez is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dwight Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a line drive towards third. Ramirez makes the catch for the out. One out. Trey Mancini is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mancini is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mancini hits a line drive deep towards left center field. Gonzalez is there and makes the catch. Two outs. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Davis strikes out swinging. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Progressive Field in Cleveland.